This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to call us up and talk about whatever's on your mind. We did start the show discussing refugees, and specifically a group of refugees from different countries that have been here now for 4 years, and a study that's been done on how integrated they are into society. Turns out 75% of those refugees are highly integrated, and 90% of them are working more than 30 hours per week. We can continue with that. There's a little bit more from that story. Of course, the phone calls are rolling in. We'll go to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Tatera's on the line calling from, let's see, where the hell is he? I don't know. Tatera, you're back on
the internet.
You're back on Free Talk Live. Oh, yeah, Minnesota. That's where you're calling from. And you were telling us you were a driver in Iraq, presumably in the military. Were you in the military, or was it like a private security force?
Army.
And you said that you got used to doing some things there that have sort of come back with you from Iraq to the United States. And you were beginning to tell us about that. Can you kind of recap for our listeners just tuning in here?
The main thing that habit that stands out to me recently is like watching for ambushes, because anytime and what's essentially hostile territory, you're coming up on a space that you can't see around something or over something, like you're coming up on an overpass or there's just some buildings on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
You're watching as soon as you get where you can see around it. If someone's waiting on ambush, you got to be ready. And that habit's really stuck with me, I think, because looking in those places, I still see people waiting for ambushes. It's just that now, instead of rifles, they've got, you know, speed radar guns, and they're actually wearing uniforms.
Do you find many veterans, you know, experience some level of anxiety surrounding civilian life? Are you finding anything like that surrounding people waiting in ambush for you?
Yeah, I did for a while. It doesn't really bother me as much lately.
Okay.
Well, they won't do damage to you with the radar gun, so you're not as great as risk as you would be if you were in Iraq. But nonetheless, it is still unfortunate when they target you, and all you end up doing is losing time and money every time, almost every single time it happens, unless they happen to give you a warning, in which case then you just lose some time. But that doesn't make it okay what they're doing.
Fortunately, they sleep more than those insurgents in Iraq.
Thanks for the call tonight, Tatera. I appreciate the story. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's actually a video that seems to be going somewhat viral. It's been getting a lot of shares today of the 11-year-old boy here in the Keene area in a town called Alsted, who actually busts up a state trooper's speed trap, and he does it with a handmade sign that's really a scrawled on a back of a cardboard box. Probably didn't take him more than 5 seconds to write it out. He holds up this handmade sign across the street from a state trooper who is presumably shooting people for speeding tickets. The young man just rolls up on the scene and gets off his bike, grabs the signage or whatever, and holds it up, and within a minute's time, the trooper takes off and then circles around again, and then kind of creepily talks to the kid and tries to intimidate him. But I've got the audio from that. We're not going to have time for it tonight. Maybe we'll play that on tomorrow night's show, because it's pretty – I think the young man does a good job. I should call him a young man, because, you know, he's definitely a boy. He hasn't grown all the way up, but he's got more huevos than most cop blockers that I've seen on the streets. This guy's awesome. So anyway, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's go back to the phones, to the fun. Todd, listening in Albuquerque to Kiva. Hey, Todd.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Thank you. One of the questions I'm curious about, you know, my topic would probably be employment. And I guess I tend to believe, I'm a capitalist. I read something recently where it said 75% of all new jobs will become from small businesses. And so, I I think with today's, in today's this world, you know, we're arguing over things, but the things that matter to me is finding a job that, that pays at least so I could support myself, because I've had some issues with that. It's gotten so bad that I got a little depressed and kind of got out of sorts about the whole thing and kind of gave up on the whole thing. I'm in Albuquerque, Mexico, and the economy's a little bit slow, and I'm not trying to make excuses for things, but what I am saying is, I mean, the one thing that's appealing to me about Trump is that he is a venture capitalist. He's somebody, and the whole idea of, you know, I mean, I'm not to bag on Obama, but it seems like he has some of his policies that he's put in place really putting a lot more on the shoulders of the small businessman and for me, just being as honest as I can be, I have had a troubled past, and therefore, so I'm kind of pigeonholed myself into some construction like related stuff, and so I compete for those jobs with people that are coming from other countries, and I don't have a problem with that, but what I just seems like we don't have enough of that stuff right now, I guess is what I'm saying. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, it does. So as a capitalist, I would ask you this. Do price controls work? When the government gets involved in making, you know, deciding, dictating the price for a given service or good or whatever,
milk shall sell for no less than $1.99 per gallon.
Right. If the government says that milk,
I don't believe that works. No. I mean, that doesn't work. I mean, capitalism says that we should all compete, right?
Right.
Right.
Is not. Are not immigration laws simply price controls on labor?
Well, that's true. You know, I've lived in Phoenix for a while, and the jobs I was getting, I mean, you're working for minimum wage over there, and personally, it makes it difficult to live, just to pay the rent, to feed yourself, to all those things, and that's kind of been my issue. I mean, I've worked at the drive-through of McDonald's.
I've worked all these jobs too. Absolutely. And, you know, frankly, you may think that radio talk show hosts make a bundle. I would like to disabuse you of that notion. What you do is anything you've done for work, I consider to be honorable work. That's not where I'm coming from. What I'm trying to say is that, you know, work, one of the work is called work because it's difficult, right? And that it was probably hard on the first blacksmith, on the first blacksmith and the first farrier to lose their jobs to automobiles, but they did, and they went on and they did something else to make work for them.
Right.
I don't know what you've got to do in your life, whether you have to increase your skill set, go into a more niche marketplace, look for an entirely different skill set, or
take out some roommates.
What needs to happen in order to make more money? I can't say that, but what I can say is the competition in the marketplace is always a good thing generally, and isn't always a good thing specifically.
Todd, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Good luck out there. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. If it's expensive to live life, if the cost of living is high where you are, it's probably the government's fault. I mean, there's probably taxes that are making life more difficult. I can tell you that here in Keene, New Hampshire, it is, I believe, the second most highly taxed of all of the New Hampshire towns and cities as far as its rate. I believe that it may
that was true once.
I believe that it may be the highest taxed when it comes to the average amount paid or something like that. It's definitely up there when it comes to how much people are paying here. And I just can't understand why someone would want to open a business in Keene when they could open it in a nearby town for probably a lot less. The property taxes,
the cultural center, it's the metro,
right, are dramatically cheaper in the areas outside of town. Why anyone would want to own a house in Keene? It's hard to live here. You've got to have roommates if you're a single person. I can't imagine, you know, renting a place and not having a roommate in this town. It would be so hard to live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, you know, get the government out of the way and let's have a free market so we can actually see what things are supposed to cost. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen anytime soon. And Donald Trump is certainly not going to make it happen. And, of course, Bernie and Hillary won't either. So, we're screwed. It's Free Talk Live. You join us.
Franklin is part beagle and part yellow lab. He was rescued in 2010 from the streets of Los Angeles. Somebody threw him out of a car and shattered his leg. He was malnourished and emaciated. He was also shedding excessively. The vet bills, the prescriptions became increasingly expensive. And he wasn't eating. That led me to look for other food sources for Franklin, including a raw dog food diet. I found the entire recipe, which incorporated raw meat, eggs, rice, Dynavite, and Lico Chops, his omega-3 supplement, on Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Now he's thriving. He's shedding much less. He never misses mealtime. And his coat is soft and shiny. Like that you guys are focusing on rescue dogs, I think every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite. 859-428-1000. Start that little pet off right. Just go to Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Join us here live Saturday edition of the program, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight with you in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Bernie Sanders has come to represent the new socialist movement in America, and it gives us liberty-minded folks an incredible opportunity to address his supporters in a rational, courteous, and dignified way. And Roger Ver is on the side of freedom with us, and he's laid out an incredible challenge. Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie chooses the objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he'll donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice. That's $50,000 in Bitcoin each. Learn more at Bernie.FreeTalkLive.com. That's Bernie.FreeTalkLive.com. As we go to Mike in North Carolina, listening to WRNN in South Carolina. Hello, Mike.
Hey, this is Mike. Yeah, I'm listening in North Carolina, but the station is coming up from North Carolina. From South
yes,
Carolina.
Indeed. Okay. Welcome, sir.
Well, being we're talking about locations, I got to ask, are you guys, like, broadcasting from, like, within the planet or outside the universe? Because I'm listening to how you're talking to these callers, and you know, you're just like all over the map. So I want to talk about a couple of things. First thing is,
You do that, let me ask you a technical question. Are you on a handset, or are you on your phone directly, or are you on like one of those Bluetooth things?
No, I'm on a phone. I just might be in a little bit of a bad area. If I move, maybe that would be better. Is that better?
No, it's just kind of not the best quality, but we can understand you, so that's good. So go ahead with what you wanted to say.
Okay. Well, first of all, you talked about the Pledge of Allegiance. You baited the guy into, do you like being a socialist? Are you into socialism? First of all, Bellamy wrote that, and it was initially done for all nations to have a pledge to a flag. That's what
sure.
It was, and that was done in 1892, so that's number one. So,
that's because he wanted to sell some flags, right? Wasn't he a flag salesman?
When you tried to bait that guy, let's stay on point, when you tried to bait that guy, that was wrong, because then you spun that into almost like a Germany and a Hitler. Germany and Hitler didn't come around until the 40s, so those two weren't even met. So when it was done...
Well, are you going to deny that Francis Bellamy was a socialist?
I am going to deny the way you tried to frame it up.
You don't think that fascism began in the United States?
This is like blaming Henry Ford for the next car accident that's going to come around. Okay, the guy had a great idea to come up with a car. Oh, so you're blaming Henry Ford and you're a car killer guy, right? You love car killers because they run over kids with cars.
Well, I think it's completely fair to ask somebody when they're supporting the notion. 1 second, sir. I'm going to answer your question now.
I'll put him on hold here. It's hard to understand him.
Yeah, he is sort of muffled. I think it's completely fair to ask somebody if it is, appropriate for a government school system, and that's socialized. Mm-hmm. If it's fair for a socialist school system to require a loyalty oath of six-year-olds. Yeah, I think that's a fair question. I think that I'd like this caller to answer that, if you would.
Go ahead, Mike.
You're spinning an allegiance to a flag.
What?
You're trying to spin an allegiance to a flag as socialism.
Well, I would say that governments all over, no matter what kind of government you're talking about, claim the means of production. So they claim your body and they claim your land. Those ultimately are the means of production, because nothing is produced that's not produced from the land with the help of labor. So therefore, any government that has an income tax that taxes your labor, and any government that has a property tax that taxes your property, yeah, that's a socialist institution. And I don't care.
Well, at the very least,
the flag represents the government that's socialist.
The flag certainly represents a state, and the flag, the Pledge of Allegiance is absolutely indoctrination into statism. Wouldn't you agree with that?
No. So we're going to move on. The original basis...
You're right. We are going to move on. Thank you for the call tonight, Mike. I can't take your phone anymore. It's just too hard to understand it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Pledging allegiance to a flag is not the same as pledging an allegiance to an idea of liberty. It's a flag that represents the state, that represents this overarching federal government forcing 50 different states under its umbrella through the threat of violence, as we discovered with the Civil War. That's what you're pledging allegiance to. You're pledging allegiance to the largest government in the entire world, the most oppressive state internationally that invades and has military bases in more countries than probably every other military combined in the entire world.
Now, I would disagree that it is the most oppressive state inside of the United States, but I would tell you that there are certainly places in the world that would claim that the U.S. is the most oppressive government on the planet.
I was just looking at a story from 2012 where the United States jail population has now exceeded that of the Gulag Archipelago.
You mean in the Soviet Union?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 6 million people, apparently, in the United States.
If I had to do prison time, I'd rather do it in the United States than in the Gulag Archipelago.
I'll give you that.
And if I had to do prison time between Canada and the United States, I'd rather do it in Canada.
And some places within the United States are better than others as far as your jail time or prison time
is that much
concerned.
Is true.
But nonetheless, it is important to know that there's an awful lot of people who've never actually hurt another person who are behind bars in the United States.
I don't really care about all that, all your hyperbolic
stuff.
But
isn't that what you're pledging allegiance to?
Doesn't matter. No, I don't pledge allegiance.
Right.
So this is the thing, is that what I'm looking for is more liberty, and I'm not going to hide less liberty. So, I don't do the Pledge of Allegiance simply because I don't ally myself with any particular government. Why would I? They're a service organization. They're an organization of people that are supposed to be providing services. Now, granted, they take their pay by force, and currently this is where I am. I would prefer to be here over other places, but that doesn't mean I need to say a pledge. What other countries have a pledge?
Let's go to Everett in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC. Hello, Everett.
Good evening. I'm just kind of concerned about, I believe that every nationality has a right to come over here to America once they're checked out and they're good people. And if they want to come over here to America to live America's dream, like the rest of us have, well, I have no problem with that.
How is it that you, let me stop you there before you go on. How is it that somebody from, let's say, an African nation where there's a despotic dictator who's in charge, the dictator might have charged this person with some sort of crime because the person was against the dictator, so they've got a criminal record. How is it that, should you go ahead and waive people that have criminal records from bad countries and let them in because they're actually on the side of freedom, or do you just want to keep everybody out with a criminal record?
Well, it just depends on what they did.
Well, disorderly conduct sounds bad when, whatever the circumstance, right?
Assault on a law enforcement sounds bad.
Within it, if they're violent.
Well, hold on. Let's talk about that here in moments. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program, and you can join us here toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight in studio, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And we've got a new Bitcoin wallet in the world that is pretty spiffy. In fact, we're endorsing it here as the official cryptocurrency wallet of Free Talk Live. It's called Jax. That's with two X's, J-A-X-X. You go to jax.io, and you can download the Jax wallet, not just for your Apple device or your Google phone, your Android. You can also get it for Windows, Mac, as well as Linux, plus browser plugins for Firefox and Chrome. So this thing is cross-platform, meaning you
That's
can
great.
Access your Bitcoin and your Ether. So you can do two different types of cryptocurrency with this wallet. You can access them from whatever device you happen to be on at the moment. It's super easy to use, and I think you're going to like it. Go to jax.io and give it a try. J-A-X-X.io. As we go back to Everett, he's listening in Indianapolis. Now, Everett, you were talking about there need to be some kind of standards, keep people out from the United States, especially violent people, you said. And I brought up a question, and I wanted to make sure we had enough time to really kind of talk about this, because I think you're bringing up something that a lot of people are concerned with. And
I used to be concerned with this. The thing is what I figured as I sort of popped the rivets on my beliefs on immigration was that the federal government's really just bad at this sort of stuff. So when you're talking about somebody with a felony conviction from, or a violent conviction, was what you mentioned, Everett, and I'll grant you, I'm not looking to have the world unload its sex offenders and murderers into the United States.
Exactly.
Absolutely, 100%. But one of the problems is the United States federal government would have a very difficult time figuring out who was a legitimate murderer from Cuba, or who was simply accused of doing something, you know, standing up to a police officer that was doing something terrible to somebody.
Right. Well, you know what? My main point is, you know, it was the Indians that really, our pirate ancestors came over here. And the Indians, there were many different tribes. They were living their own life in their land. And our pioneers came over here, and things were all right. The Indians did teach me things. And now all of a sudden, it changed. And the Indians really got cheated. They got their way of life taken from them because we had ancestors that came over here and took away what belonged to them. And we're all people. If you're violent and you got perversion in your game, the child molestation stuff, you know, my opinion is they'll just castrate them with a cleaver.
Well,
knife.
Wait a minute. Now, isn't that an argument against government? I mean, because there's child molesters that work for the government. There are violent people that work for the government. So shouldn't we just go ahead and start from zero and just get rid of all the people that we know are violent, which is a lot of the people within the government?
Yeah. I think we ought to just, you know, I don't know how we would do it. Maybe send them to another planet if man decides that they can reach Mars and make life on Mars, send them to Mars and let us free people who want to live a good standard life and be Samaritans of society.
See, here's one of my problems is there are people out there who aren't going to have a record. You know, if somebody comes over here and they say, well, I just came from this country in Africa, there's no record whatsoever that I exist because, you know, there's some despotic dictator down there and we just don't have electronic files that are easily accessible. So what do you do with somebody like that who's just, look, I want to make a better life for myself here, but I don't have any kind of proof to show you my criminal history from Zambia or wherever it is that they're from?
Well, I believe everybody deserves a chance.
All right.
If he has any discrepancies that start unfolding, I mean, I'm not saying they need to keep an eye on 24 hours a day, but if he does commit some sort of crime or something, well, you know, either he gets locked up here because he committed it here in the United States or
send him back.
I
don't want to pay the money to incarcerate him. Get
right.
him out of here.
Send him back. Right.
I'm fine with punishing people who've committed crimes, but I think they should be more of a restitution-based punishment than an actual just, you know, 30 lashes or send them somewhere horrible kind of punishment. But that's a different discussion about how to handle punishment for crime. But to have to check in with some bureaucrat, to have to keep coming back and get, you know, approved and jump through hoops and
especially
go through a process.
Some of the things could be like, oh, yeah, I smoked some marijuana. I came up dirty on a urinalysis test. Looks like I'm going to have to go back to Bhutan or wherever.
Hey, Everett, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. John is in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. Hey, John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome, sir. Good.
I was watching a documentary about the rise and fall of the Third Reich.
Okay.
And I found it very disturbing because of what happened in San Jose the other night. And what the Nazis did to the Jews is very, very along the same lines as what happened involving these rioters. And
you're talking about the brown shirts.
Right, and the police standing down and the way the mayor was on the side of the rioters. Now, the thing that really
I don't know anything
strikes
about
me.
Okay.
Well, the thing that strikes me here that I don't think people are thinking of is that since 9/11, a lot of people in this country, me being one of them, have completely changed their way of life. I never leave my house without at least one handgun on my person and usually two. I'm 63 years old, and my health ain't the greatest.
Yep. And if I went
And if I went to a Donald Trump rally and a bunch of people set upon me to attack me, I'm going to shoot as many of them as I possibly can before they realize what's happening and turn to run.
How many places is this happening, though? Isn't it pretty much just California, or has this been happening in other states with the attacks of the Donald Trump rally supporters?
It has been happening in other places, and from what the people that follow these things really close are saying is it's going to start happening a lot more since these protesters are paid, a bunch of out-of-work people that the various people are funding. I mean,
now, Chicago's another place where, sorry to interrupt, Chicago's another place where there's very restrictive rules about guns. California's got a lot of gun restrictions. Chicago's got a lot of gun restrictions. So I'm wondering, have these attacks on the Trump supporters happened in places where people are free to carry a concealed weapon, where you can have a weapon to defend yourself relatively easily? Here in New Hampshire, for instance, you don't even have to have a license to open carry. You can just strap, you know, as long as you're not a felon, you can just strap one on, and as long as everyone can see that it's there, you don't need to have any kind of government permission slip. So it seems to me like we're hearing these attacks are happening in places where the people are being disarmed by the government.
I'll tell you what, that's their silliness. The thing is you don't necessarily have to have a handgun to be able to do some serious damage to somebody who's attacking you.
Sure. I saw some of those fighting situations, and if one of those people had had a good knife on them, you know, there'd be some filleted protesters.
Or martial arts. You can, you know, definitely take care of some people that way. John, thanks for your call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
A knife can be as deadly as a gun within 15 feet.
Probably more so, because it takes a certain amount of time to react and pull a trigger.
The guys that have 45s are going to disagree. Yeah. You know, it's that exit wound that's really an issue.
Let's talk to Buddy. He's in Virginia listening to WLNI out of Lynchburg on FM. Hey, Buddy.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Okay, listen. I just would like for you to think about this pledge. Our pledge, I'm an older person. I'm 77 years old. Mm-hmm. Back in the day when we took the pledge in school, it was for and with the people. And, of course, our government was very much that, too. But what we all have to realize is that we can unite our people simply by adding seven words. These seven words is, let us die to make men free. Now, this
Say those words again, please.
A little slower.
Let us die to make men free.
Now, where would you put those into the pledge? I want to know more about this. Hang on, buddy. We're going to bring it back. Let us die to make men free. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. We'll find out what Buddy wants to do with those words. He says that's going to bring everyone together. Does that mean if people kill themselves or...
No. We're going to find out.
Yeah. Well, I want to know more about this. Die at the hands of politicians? Like in the military? We'll see what Buddy has to say. 855-450-FREE. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-941-9483. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-941-9483. That's 1-800-941-9483.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here on the live Saturday edition of the program with you tonight, Ian. And Mark, we've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We've got regular phone lines as well, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier as soon as you can. It makes a big difference for us when you do this. It helps us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expand our satellite reach around the globe, and more. You can learn more about the AMP program and what it does, and the perks that you get access to, like the AMP Only call-in lines, the AMP Only Facebook group, and the AMP Only podcast. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's AMP, amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right there at amp.freetalklive.com. We go back to Buddy in Lynchburg, Virginia. Now, Buddy, you were talking about the Pledge of Allegiance, and you have a proposal, and I got to say, this is a new one on me. I've never heard this before. And a lot of times on talk radio, we've been doing the show for more than a decade, you hear the same things come up again and again, but I've never heard anyone propose to add these seven words to the Pledge of Allegiance. And let me read them back to you, Buddy, to make sure I got them correct. I don't want to get this wrong. You want to add in, quote, "Let us die to make men free," unquote.
Yes.
To the Pledge of Allegiance.
These are not my words. These are Julia Ward Howe's words from the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Of course, she's saying that Christ died to make man holy. Let us die to make men free. Now, one time, it helped our country. It reunited our country once before. When she did that in the Battle Hymn of the Republic, it reunited our country back then.
So now you believe these words have the power to unite the country. What would it look like if the country were united? What would that mean?
Well, let me give you an example. Let's take a black man, Islamic man, Mexican, all right there, and we'll all take the pledge. Now, if you want to take the pledge, fine. If you don't want to take the pledge. But if you are a patriotic, you'll take this pledge. And what that's going to do, now, the black man is going to realize that the man standing beside him is willing to die for freedom. And we've never told it, by the way. Abraham Lincoln died 5 days after the war. He had already made an oath for the Confederate soldiers. He made this oath, and it's already right there. But he didn't have a chance to make the oath for everybody else. Now, I have written 3 different oaths, one for the black man, one for the Islamic and the Mexicans and foreigners, and one for the Confederates who love Confederacy. And
okay. You have been working on this.
I want to hear more about this.
Oh, yes, man.
What's this oath like? Let me hear this oath. Give me an oath. When, for whom?
I want to hear the Confederate soldier oath.
Yeah, let's hear that one.
Well, let's take, for instance, the Confederate soldiers. All right.
Yes.
Now, look, I'm not in front of my website. I have it all on my website.
Oh.
You can go to it and you click on freedom.
What is your website?
Yeah, what's the website? I want to see this.
Moneytrap.org.
Moneytrap.org.
I'm the inventor of the money trap.
All right.
So
all right.
I'm 77 years old and I've been up against all this stuff probably a lot longer than you have. But nevertheless, I'm telling you that I talk to these black people all the time, and every single one of them are believing that these words belong to them. And I know if we say these words, and if we have our civilians, now you take the United States Marines. The United States Marines is going to say these all the time. When they're out there in the field, let us die to make men free. What do you think they're saying? That's exactly what all our soldiers
I think we're getting saying. A little bit distracted. What is the oath that you want Confederate supporters to take?
I got it right here.
Okay.
To whom this may concern, I'm a proud lover of the Confederacy. I know the Confederates had to be killed back. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was the oath.
That's it.
That is it.
That's it.
Like
okay. Please go. Go ahead.
All right.
I know the Confederates had to be killed back then. This is my oath to the United States of America. I, too, will die to make men free. To all my American brothers and sisters, I love our republic for which it stands now and will die to keep it free. God bless our Constitution, the people it protects.
That sounds like a loyalty oath that you'd have to put a gun to a Confederate's head to get them to stay.
That is not the one that Abraham Lincoln wrote. That's the one that
Look,
I
if
wrote.
I'm a supporter of the Confederate and I believe the South's going to rise again, I'm not going to say that.
Abraham Lincoln wrote. Now, it's there, too.
But that's what you want people to say.
I want the Confederate. Yeah, because if they do that, if you are a lover of the Confederacy,
then you wouldn't want to say that.
Yeah, you will say it, and you will also.
No, you wouldn't
say
want to.
Yes, you will, because
the only reason you'd want to. You, no, the what? Look, as somebody. Look, I'm from the South originally. You're from Virginia. If I believe the South's going to rise again,
you don't believe that, though, so you don't know what they're going to think. I don't know. Some Confederates may very well take this, and if people want to take your oath, it's
where do you go on this
moneytrap.org. You look for the word freedom on there. There's a little button for the word freedom. I think it's a fine idea.
Let's
put together some loyalty oaths.
Thanks for the call tonight, buddy. I appreciate it. I have to figure out what this money trap thing is. I'm looking
it's
at it,
wallet.
But I'm not really sure what it is.
It's a wallet.
It says it's a magic wallet.
No, it's like the magic,
like a
wallet,
magic wallet.
Only better. And I don't know what the magic wallet is, but this is better.
Okay.
It looks like you could peel the dollars out pretty quickly.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm sorry. The whole idea that the United States is going to be brought together by some sort of loyalty oath.
Well,
or
I don't
by...
want to die necessarily to make men free. I'm of the opinion that if you want freedom, like the tree of liberty needs to be watered by the blood of tyrants and patriots.
Doesn't that suggest somebody's got to die?
Somebody does. But why has it got to be me? This is the
so you want someone else to die in your stead?
No. I'm talking about, hey, you know, if you're over there and I don't know, you pick whatever country that's over there that has whatever despot going on.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I have to die to make you free?
Well,
isn't it your responsibility?
Well, the gentleman who was on the phone wasn't talking about uniting the world. He was only talking about uniting the people in the United States.
Yeah, there's not a lot of people dying to make anybody free in the United States these days.
And as far as bringing people together, I know there's this belief that after 9/11 that people in America came together. And why can't we just have that?
I think they did for a little while.
Why can't we just have that forever? And no, you know, people did not. You know, if they were helping one another in the streets, that's cool. If they were acting like humans towards one another, that's great. But ultimately, people don't agree on things.
If there was an alien invasion, you would see the world come together.
I heard they made
quickly.
A new Independence Day movie.
Yeah, I don't
Brian
know.
Sovereign said it was really good.
I'm not. You know, I didn't see the first
you
one.
You were in jail.
Yeah, I was in prison for that one.
Prison.
Yeah.
It was pretty entertaining. It was kind of hokey and cheesy, but he said the second one's actually even better than the first
one. Well, there you go.
So check that out. When you get a chance. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Or maybe you're wrong, Mark. Maybe the world wouldn't come together against the aliens. Maybe the aliens would have people who agreed with them, people who sympathize or empathize with the aliens, whether they're brainwashing people or people just want to join them. I mean, this has been the plot line of a variety of shows. Like, for instance, V, I believe, was one of the more popular shows. It was originally made, I think, in the late 70s, early 80s, and then remade within the last decade, where there are people who are on the side of the aliens. So humans who side with the aliens. And then you've got humans fighting against each other again, this time over aliens.
The human primate is a creature that desires freedom. Mm. So when you look at sharks, for instance, they can't keep them in aquariums. They built the biggest aquariums they can, and their sharks are dying. They're not eating because certain animals simply can't handle being imprisoned. I'm not claiming that of humans. I would say that humans can handle imprisonment to some extent. They prefer freedom, but they're attracted. They're like pigs.
Well, the government has created a situation where people have been told they are free, but yet they're not. And so they exist in this this sort of plantation, as it's been described here in the United States, where you have the relative ability to move about.
You can work at whatever job you want.
You can work at any job that will hire you.
You choose not to work.
Yeah, exactly. So there's no doubt you have more freedom to make choices and move about here than you might in, say, North Korea, for instance. But ultimately, you are still controlled. You can't leave this plot of land without the permission slip from the master. You can't take out more than $10,000 when you do decide to go, unless you've got Bitcoin. We can talk about Bitcoin here in a little bit. But there's certain things you just can't do, even though you're not actually hurting somebody else. What's that? You've got a certain plant that Master doesn't like in 46 of the 50 states?
It's all about the weed to you, isn't it, man?
Then it's just a good example of something that people do that doesn't harm others.
I think it's pretty obvious any organization that takes the fruits of your labor, based on a percentage, that organization is claiming your body.
Right.
If they can take 30%, they can take 60%.
And what if
they can take 60%, they can take 100%.
What if the aliens come along and say, hey, we'll let you live for, forever if you just side with us?
Pets.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll get rid of this pesky government. It's Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.